Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the outdoor show this morning.
Leslie T. Travis, good morning.
What's up in there?
Oh, you know, just trying to get through another hour.
Yeah. Well, it goes by fast.
Thursdays and Fridays do. They just
really
zip
do.
By.
They
They're
just
done.
Blow by. They really do. All right. Well, let's blow on up to Lake Conroe and see what's going on. See what's humming in the wind up there this morning. Let's talk to old Tex Bone and see what's up with him. Hey, Tex. Good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm going to be a hero today.
You're going to be a hero today?
I was a zero yesterday. I'll tell you the story, Captain Mickey.
All right.
I had four people. I had a grandma and a grandpa and two of the youngins there with them, and we were going to tear them rim up tomorrow. And we got out about halfway out Atkins Creek there, and we blowed something back in the engine there. There was a big mushroom of steam. I thought it was smoke at first, you know, and big mushroom of steam come up out of the boat, and, I mean, it looked like a bomb had went off. And I had people come from the shore out to check on me out there even. It was a good thought anyhow. But I had blowed a gasket that goes from the the engine water exhaust down to the lower unit. It blew that gasket, and boy, we had it looked like a fireball out there.
Good Lord!
But anyway, I ended up. I got towboat service to come and tow us in, and I sent my people home, and the man and woman had fished with me before, and I thought I'd always give them a free trip whenever I get the boat going and everything, and I got the mechanics on it about 1 o'clock yesterday, Mickey, and by late in the evening, we had that boat fixed, though. And they found another gasket, and they just happened to have one, you know. So I'm good to go this morning. But one of them kind of deals, you know, I think you go from a zero to a hero, you know.
Yeah, that's just, all the nightmare stuff, it happens.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll weather through it, and like I said, be on top of the world again. But, Biggie, earlier in the week here, we've been doing pretty good, I call it. Brim and catfish have been my deal, and taking families out with children. And it's been good. I know you don't worry about that Facebook too much, but I've had some of them on there, and really catching some big brim. I mean, pitcher brim, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
And still using that old green nightcrawler, but we're fishing shallow. I still got fish with eggs. I think it's the latest year I've ever had fish like that.
Same
but
here.
But scattered fish. The catfish are the same. You get one with eggs now and then, and they're ready to spawn. And the brim, some big old brim, and I tell you what, when you grab them, you can feel their bellies are full. And when you clean them, well, they got eggs. They're in there spawning is what they're doing. And we're fishing just kind of the wind blowing our bobbers across their beds, and when it gets right on one of them beds, they yank it under, you know. And, boy, you can't find anything better unless you go down and catch hard hits and dead tops like you're talking about. But the children, they just want something jerking on the line, you know, Mickey.
Yeah.
And it's been working out real great. So I'm having a blast. And like I said, I'll go from zero to hero most of the time, you know, one of them things. But it's been good. And, boy, I tell you, if I keep the boat going, I'm booking out pretty good here and right here at school time, you know. And that part's looking good. And we're all the guys are busy. Like I said, I called around trying to give somebody a guide, and everybody's booked in, so it's pretty good there.
Yeah, it's so, everybody's trying to get all these trips in before school gets back going.
Yes, sir.
Last minute, yes, sir, going to the last minute.
But that's what's happening, and we just band with it. And I saw Richard on Facebook. I think was had some hybrids, so he's
he caught some hybrids yesterday. Going. Sure did.
And he said he was going, you know, and so everything's looking good. And Billy, my buddy here's booking in too, so we're hanging in there, you know, and it'll get that way, and then won't be long. We'll have another coming here, and everybody will be talking about hunting again then, Mickey.
It's right around the corner. I mean, seriously, we're a month away from, you know, dove and teal and everything, literally.
Yeah. I talked to Captain Mike Jeffcoat yesterday, I think it was, and we were talking about lining up for hunting, you know, and everything, and if you're going dove hunting up in the on the Frio there where Mike and Chris Crocker and all of them go up there, you need to go ahead and make reservations for the cabins, you know. And I told him I wasn't going to try it this year. It's just too much stuff going on, you know. I think I told you before about it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to lay low and get back on top, and I'll enjoy squirrel season and duck season, and we'll get into deer hunting from there, you know. So it'll be good. So it'll be great. But I got some, I don't know if I can send them and they'll come out right, but I got some pictures off of my cameras where we finally retrieved them over there in the Trench River bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one that's distinctly, it shows, it's at night, but it shows the shadow of a cat with a long tail.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's a young one, but if it's a young one, that means there's some adults around too somewhere, you know.
Still, it's a predator. It'll boy, yes, them sir. Fawns catch it from them, man. That's
you bet, Captain Mickey. But that, I just wanted to mention that. We'll talk about it later on here. And
that's
see
my
if I can.
Prize trophy right there. If I could ever shoot one of those on the hunt, I would love to have.
Yes, sir. It would be great, but this was nighttime, and nobody had been around them cameras in a long time, so they're, you know, not nothing, no human scent or anything to deter anybody from around there, and this thing has got a long tail, so it's not a bobcat. So anyhow.
Blaine had a guy at his ranch, what was that, two seasons ago, and we put him over in the northeast end. I think it was northeast or northwest. And Blaine's got like 70 of them. But anyway, he's in the middle of his hunt, and all the deer scatter. They just run off the Sendera. And he goes, man, what's up with that? Well, here comes this big, huge cat walking down the Sendera with two young kittens behind it. They were about half grown, you know, but they were with her. And I said, man, why didn't you shoot it? He said, well, I didn't want to ruin my hunt. I said, your hunt was already ruined when those cats showed up. Those deer are gone, buddy.
Yeah,
they're in the next county.
Gone, man.
And I said, that's a bigger trophy than any deer we got around here. I promise you, you shoot one of those.
Boy, you can bet on that.
Especially a big one like that, you know.
Yeah. Captain Meek, I've been on this deer lease over in East Texas here about 50-something years. And during all those years, it's probably been about four incidents where I knew I saw a cat, you know, a cougar, whatever you want to call them. And just you can never get hardly ever get a shot at something like that. You know, you got to be everything got to be just right to get a shot at one like that. But they are in the territory and in the country, you know, is all you can say. So, anyhow, Biggie, that's about all I got running, buddy.
All right, bud.
If I can keep the old boat running, I'll be on top of the world. Put it that
I know
way.
You will. Hey, it just happens, man, when it rains, it pours, Tex.
A guy has to have a lot of patience and a thick hide to hang in there, you know. So
that's it.
This is one of them deals, just hang in there and everything will start working right, you know. And I may run a year or two and never have another problem, you know.
Just call him Captain Teflon. Nothing sticks.
Yeah,
baby.
You go.
All right, well, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about going fishing, bud.
Okay, Captain Mickey, cell phone 713-252. 4290 and LakeConroeFishandGuides.com. You'll see text on there with a bunch of smiling children catching brim or catfish.
I've been following you on Facebook. It's good to see you every day. All right, text.
Hey, buddy. Y'all take care.
Hey, man.
And talk to you then.
Have a good one.
Y'all
see
take
you.
Care.
All right. All right, Tex Bonin up on Conroe. He's had a few little issues with his boat this year, but that's part of it. But he may go another 2 years and never have any trouble at all. You just never know. But that's part of the game we play. It just happens. All right. Well, let's go up to the Big Sam now. Let's talk to Will Kirkpatrick. Do some more freshwater fishing. Will, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, it's been cool. We haven't hit 100 here for the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure that'll change again. That bait I was telling you about, the frog with a little foot on it, is called a toad chaser. Now, I don't know where they come. I don't know where they come up with most of these names.
Toad chaser.
That thing is different, but it catches fish. I guess they've never seen it. But, you know, most of them never seen a hoodle popper either, so who knows.
Boy.
But early in the morning, you know, just like it's been since the first part of July, is be out on the lake before daylight, start throwing spinner baits right up on the, if you can, on the main lake has got a bunch of points on it that have little secondary points, and all of them right now between me and Beach Basin have got torpedo grass out on them.
Right.
And you just find these places. Now, a lot of it, you can't see it, but a lot of it has got hydrilla around it. You'll feel it with your spinnerbait, but it's a spinnerbait until you can see where the grass is without getting hung up in it. And just work those guts, the guts and the ends of the points when where the fish are coming from early in the morning. And that toad chaser and Zara Spook Jr.
Mm-hmm.
have been the two topwater lures to go with. One of the guys at Pradco told me that, you know, if they come up and they blow up on that bait, what's happening is you're throwing it too slow, you're retrieving too slow, you need to speed it up. So
really?
He said what happens is if you're throwing it too slow, they'll come up and they'll swirl at it, but they get too good a look at it and they figure out that's not something to eat. I don't know how he thinks that bass figures that out, but that's what they say it does. So I haven't had an option to try it because I didn't do it. I had several of them blow up, but they didn't get it. But I'm used to that. You know, you get that with frogs all the time. Frogs,
right.
Toads don't make any difference. They're going to blow up on it. They just don't take it. And since the bass never talk to us, we don't know why they don't take it.
I've never been able to ask a bass a question. They've
been talked to extensively ever since I was big enough to cuss. But
they, yeah, I know they've been cussed there, you know, as long as I can remember.
But after that sun gets up, it's, you know, that water is so clear. They're going down in the grass or they're getting out in deeper water. And there's still some holes in that grass. You know, you're going to have to find them by fishing. But if you mark each one of those holes, and, you know, with the sonar we got today, I use that ball symbol. It's just a round ball, and I use it to mark the holes. We got, I told you I came down there to Houston, was looking for a car. We bought a Subaru Outback. And luckily, we've been playing with the touchscreens because everything in that thing is a touchscreen.
Right.
Vicky's about to go nuts with it.
Oh, man, once you get used to it, it's just, it's the only way to go. I don't know how we live without it all these years.
Well, it's... you know, Vicky's going to send you an email that you'll find out how we lived without it. But you know, we can't talk about it.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. But It's modern technology, bud. Just like you going to them touch screens on those Lowrance units, you know?
Well, that's what, luckily, I had used one of them, because if I had never used a touch screen before, and we pulled that thing up, and it's got 8 different screens on them, and every one of them does something different. And that they've got that Cyrus radio that Vicky started with. That thing got like 150 channels.
Yeah, Sirius satellite radio, only way to fly. You got Pandora, you got your Bluetooth.
Things I just don't need.
Well, that's true, but there's a lot of things on satellite radio I like to listen to. When I'm not
fishing.
Well,
we haven't, you know, with 150 some of them, she found country and western. That's as far as she went.
Yeah, well, you can find every kind of music you want.
She's a dyed-in-the-wool, long-time kicker. I got a picture of her in her cowboy boots and her cowboy hat. This is when she was single, of course. And it looked like she had fun.
Probably did.
So she found a country and western station, and we were up in the Tyler yesterday. It was Louis Germer's annual barbecue, and we went up there and had barbecue. I seen him. We met out in the hallway, and there wasn't anybody else around. We had a couple of interesting minutes of conversation.
Hey, you got time to hold on? I got to take a commercial break real quick. I'll come back to you. Hang on, Will. I'll be right back.
My kids hate fish. How can I make it kid friendly?
Well, that's
and boy, cheese.
Yeah. Well, they fish are so much smarter than us because they've been in schools all their life.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
I went from a country boy to a city when I moved to Katy's. But
yeah, Katy, they made a city slicker out of you, huh? Katy used to be the country.
I know. I used to sit out in my backyard in the underwear and drink beer and throw my beer cans out there and shoot them with the pellet gun. And
not anymore.
You and Captain Benny sure bring us a lot of pleasure around here. Come along about, you know, the weekend. And
yeah.
We sure appreciate you guys.
Well, it's the least we can do, my friend. Ain't nothing to it. When you love what you've done all your life for a living, it's easy to talk about it.
And waking up at 4 a.m. start to crow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:22 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Will Kirkpatrick, the Big Sam. All right, Will, we're back.
Well, I was there. You had that guy on about Katy. When I was with Bell, the Fort Bend Telephone Company, with a guy named Richard Godden ran it. And he called me one time, and they had put in some new equipment they didn't even know how to operate. And I had to send one of my technicians over to show them how to operate it.
Right.
But that's progress, too. When I talked to Gomer last night, you know, people don't really – I asked him, I said, you know, what really goes on up there in Washington?
Oh,
he said,
Lord.
You don't want to know.
No.
But we talked a little bit about Wallop Brough, Dingell Johnson, the excise taxes that we have on hunting and fishing equipment.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are specific parameters that they can and can't spend that money on. And if you remember, there was a lady named Jamie Rappaport Clark that was the head of the Department of Interior. She was using our excise taxes for bonuses for her staff. She was using them to move her staff. She used them for staff get-togethers.
The sporting equipment excise tax?
Yep.
Is what you're talking about? Yeah, for fishing and hunting stuff?
And, you know, that money has got – the reason the sportsmen got it passed, and the reason they got it passed is they realized that, you know, we needed funding, additional funding for some of the things like boat ramps and all this.
Yeah.
And that ain't what it was getting used for, and it's a lot of it still isn't. So,
well, we've seen that a lot. like the $5 stamp for the bass hatchery. Remember all that?
Oh, yes. That,
how
you
much
know,
that, that money didn't get...
A lot
get,
of this is political paybacks. You know, they, the Parks and Wildlife gets money for this, but that, you know, that hatchery that cost us $20 million, and what they don't realize, it costs $9 million every year that they shouldn't pay. And, you know, if they got that $9 million and they spent it for things we really need, like, you know, getting rid of the, what's the deer virus they got?
Oh, you're talking about the, at CWD, chronic wasting, disease?
Right. You know, they had, there was a big piece in one of the outdoor magazines about they've stopped the funding in some states for that. And what they don't realize is how much money. They said that 80% of the hunting is spent on big game, such as, you know, deer, elk. And if they don't have that money coming in, they're going to have to get it from someplace else. So I don't know. But the fishing is getting, you know, when the teal start coming, I think we're going to have a good year because they've had a lot of shad out here. The fish are fat. It looks, we've had some of them look like they're getting ready to spawn, and that isn't what it is. That's just they're like you and I. They've set up at the table for a long time. So, you know, all they got to do, but it's still too hot to stay out there during the day. You know, I went out once last week at about 5 o'clock, and about 6:30 it starts cooling off, and you get in that shade with a little breeze, and that's not bad at all.
So no.
Go out in the morning, catch a few fish, come in, eat a hamburger, get to bed, get back up about 4, eat something else, and go out and catch some more fish. And all you do in the afternoon is just reverse what you did in the morning. Instead of starting with topwater and going to soft plastics, like, get out on the end of some of these points. There's, we were up in Five Fingers, which it's got a half a dozen really good deep water points, and they got grass all the way out to 12, 14 foot. And work off the edge of those points with yum dingers, rig 'em Texas style. And as the cloud, as the cover comes in, the shade comes in, just move in closer to the bank, and then you'll end up right back at the edge of the grass with spinnerbaits, just like we started out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the ramps at Five Fingers are lighted, and the ramps at Powell Park are lighted, the one at Rayburn Park is lighted, but the one at Five Fingers isn't, but it's still, it's not that hard to find with the there's enough light out here. You know, you need to be off the water by about 9 o'clock. We don't do any good at night here. They do on Toledo Bend. They do on Livingston, but we just haven't done that much on Rayburn at night. But that's it. Start out with spinnerbaits, end up with yum dingers, then start out with yum dingers and end up with spinnerbaits. That'll take care of both fishing cycles.
That covers it all. All right, that'll Will. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come up.
409-584-3177, and still half-day trips. Get out there, be on the water by 5:30, and get off about 10:30 or 11.
Early and late. Sound like a winner to me, brother.
You got a box coming. Talk with you later.
Thanks, Will. See you, bud. All right, later. Bye. All right. All right, we got a caller on one. Let's go to Randy, see what's up with him. Randy, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show. What's up?
Hey, man, I was just listening to you guys talk about the, you know, your position on the earth and all that new GPS and all that stuff. But back in the day, you know, you're old enough like me. I'm 60 years old. And, hey, don't follow that cloud. Look at the sun and all. If you're offshore, you know, pay attention where you went out. And there's only a compass and maybe Lowrance radio, you know. And if you're in Arizona and you need to go north, turn north, man. Know where you are on the planet.
Well,
know where you
hey,
are.
Now you've said something a lot of people can't comprehend, too.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm going to, like, man, nowadays people don't even know where the hell they are. They got a
no.
damn drive. They got to have their phone in their hand to get anywhere. And I go, hey, I want to go to Tomball. Well, I know I can just head that way, you know, and I know I need to peel off here somewhere. Well, people don't know that anymore.
And well, that, nowadays you go, you ask them something, said, hang on, let me Google it right quick for
you. Yeah. And my girlfriend, she goes, do you know where you're going? I went, no, but I know I'm going north, and I know I went 20 miles this way or something like that. That's my point, you know. Don't right. follow the clouds when you're offshore, because you're gonna, I'm not going to make it back.
No, you're not. Yeah. It's you know, before you commit and do something, you need to know how to use a compass, and plus you need to know that the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west.
Yeah. Exactly. I went to Arizona and visited my brother and all this stuff. And I took off and I said, well, we're going to Tucson. Or, you know, and I'm like, well, how do you know how to get there? I don't know how to get there, but I know I'm going this way and I know I'll get there.
Eventually you'll find it. That's exactly right.
Now, I don't know schedule. It's a ball game when you're offshore fishing and all that, because the horizon and all that goes with it. And that's my only comment, you know. Pay attention. Know where you are on the planet. And where you are in your mind, you know, that's it.
Well, that's going to be hard for some to fathom right there.
we teach them all. We teach them. There's some good ones out there. I teach them
there
how
is.
To do stuff. All right. That's all I got to say.
Well, some of them, they're not going to pay any attention to us yahoos on the radio. You know how that works. All right, man.
All right, Randy. Good day.
All right. All right, let's go to Royce Simmons up at Richland Chambers. What are you doing, Royce? What's up?
Well, I'm going to try to get a trip in this morning.
Well, they good.
Put us a really good chance of some much-needed rain Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we're still kind of waiting on it. I think we had a little shower last night, but...
Well, it's out west of you. I know over around Junction and all out that way, Brady and all out there under... Flash flood watch and all that, Richland Springs, and it's there's a lot of rain to your west. So
yeah, clicked on the radar earlier when I got up, and it looked like it was just kind of swirling out there. So I don't know. We need it, and I would gladly give up a trip for an inch or two of rain, but I don't know if we're going to get much out of it or not. We'll just have to wait and see.
There's
a
pretty good little line of rain between Corsicana and Ennis right now, and in Wortham and Hubbard. But over around Fairfield, and it's clean over that way.
That must have been the light that I saw about 20 minutes ago. I was fooling around outside and unplugging a boat battery and this, that, and the other. And pretty good flash of lightning, but there's just still, you know, nothing developing yet. But we'll just have to watch it. We're going to try to get a trip in. I fished Monday and Wednesday. And Monday was one of the easiest days we've had in a long time, just schooling fish all morning long near the marina, the south shoreline area, down by the dam, just about everywhere you went, with some pretty good white bass with some hybrids mixed in with them. And ideal conditions on Wednesday, just about the same as Monday, nice breeze, not much cloud cover, and I didn't find a schooling fish all morning. We had to get the slabs out. And
isn't that something how that pay, you know, it works out that way? Just one day you think, here we go, and then the next day, nothing.
It's just, and Saturday, we had both boats out on Saturday, had one of those typical days like I just described on Monday. Good schooling fish all morning for a Saturday, not hardly anybody on the lake that was chasing topwater like we were, so it was really nice morning. And after Monday's schooling, I said, man, we're in for a good week. And I kind of got humbled again a little bit on Wednesday. So we'll see. These conditions like we got right now will sometimes turn those fish on. We don't get out there if we got lightning popping around, but man, a good little cloud cover, a nice south breeze, and it'll sometimes make them eat. But you know, we'll just see what brings. Oh, these little frontal things coming through over the next, really, 3 or 4 days. So hopefully we'll get some of that rain I was saying we hadn't had in a month or two.
Well, we could use a little down here. We've been getting a few showers here and there, off and on, but some areas could use more than others.
Yep. Well, they're starting to use the drought word up in this part of the country, and, you know, fire bans, type stuff like that. So... yeah, it looked like out west of us, and I know yesterday customers for this morning and tomorrow morning coming from the DFW area, and they got some good rain up in the Dallas area, but it was just all, you know, scattered. You might get some in Fort Worth and not in Dallas, or vice versa. So we'll take anything we can get in August. But the fishing's, you know, it's held up pretty good for summertime on the whites. And I really hadn't started my late summer, early fall crappie fishing, but probably start that sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We usually get a good September, October brush pile bite going on those crappie. And then we turn to the catfish. So it's kind of, you know, a little bit of everything over the next 60 days, hopefully. And lake's still in good shape, less than 2 feet low in the, you know, middle of August.
That, and that's saying something. You got that right. Same way with Rayburn, all the Texas lakes. That's good this time of year. And unheard of most of the time.
Yeah, usually we'll leave the summer 4 feet plus low, and, you know, sure, just depending on what you get in the fall, where you end up, you know, at the end of the year. But I think, unless something just really surprises me, we're in for just a really nice late summer, early fall. And then when we hit wintertime, it's a no-brainer on catfish. We kind of turn to heroes again. So
always something to catch on Richland Chambers.
Now, Leslie caught me. We were literally headed to the marina in just a little bit, and going to keep our fingers crossed these little things you saw on the radar don't get us this morning, but we'll see.
Well, I wish you the best today. Good luck to you. And, hey, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you or Adam, how do they get a hold of you, Royce?
That's easy, 903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz on the web, and usually not around in the mornings, but we'll start returning those calls early afternoon. So give us a buzz, leave a message, and we'll get right back with them.
You got it, my friend. Royce, thanks, man. Have a good day. Good luck to you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
What? I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work. I said throw down, boy.
If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. You're gonna find out what they're biting on, from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda, and some places in between.
What in the heck is going on?
Oh, living the dream, brother.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, man?
Just call me Captain Dumb Dog today.
Dumb Dog?
Yeah. Man, I'm sitting here, Thompson, just wondering if I'm going to do something stupid or not.
Boring. Captain Mick, what y'all know good?
Oh, we're just hanging out, bud. Sitting around the campfire having some coffee. Said, hey, man, the fishing trip was free, but that boat ride was $7.50.
That's exactly right. Fish is free, baby.
That's good stuff, man.
I remember that out of sport. That boat would run, baby.
Hey, it'd peel your clothes off.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hookspit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 543 in the Bayou City. Let's go over east of town now. Let's go over Baytown way and see what's up with Captain Blaine Friermuth this morning. Friermuth, what is up?
Hello, everybody.
What's going on?
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Atta boy.
Southwest wind.
Yeah,
like
I can hear it. I know it. You love it, man. You live for
it. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's about 8 to 10 right here.
Yeah. It comes down every morning.
Well, go try it again.
Yeah. Well, how you been, Blaine? I hadn't talked to you in a few days. You've been hiding out on me, man. What's
Same
going on
well,
over there?
I sold my tournament boat, my Haney.
Well, you told me you had a guy that wanted to buy it.
Yeah, and he's just happy as he can be. We got that all done yesterday, and I didn't work yesterday. Day before yesterday, had a good day.
Yeah.
Using live bait, we've had 15 trout and 7 reds and a flounder. And, you know, for half a day, that wasn't too bad.
No.
Using live bait and upstream.
Hop-o-matics.
Yep. Now, hopefully today I get to go out in open bay if it'll just be calm a little bit. All I need to do is I needed about 10 miles an hour or less to make my trek out there in the open water.
Yeah, I know what you need
better
to
for
do.
Me. Fishing's the same, just it's very inconsistent. It's excellent one day, and the next day in the exact same spot, you just don't get them.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Where did they go? But we're still, you know, with live bait, I'm still doing sneaking them on out. And, you know, on a bad day now is, you know, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
A good day now is 25 for me.
It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Hey, we've seen it. We've seen it. We've seen it better, and we've seen it worse.
That's right. It's getting better, Mickey, for us because there's more fish coming our way now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you said it and everybody said it. They're, you know, they eventually work their way back. But we're still, from Harvey's, we still have an impact from Harvey for our stuff.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that's the flood of the century.
When everything gets flushed out, they just don't miraculously come back. I mean, those fish don't even know where we are. They're probably in Matagorda, like you said. They don't know where we are. These are just new fish coming in out of the Gulf, and they got to regroup and come back on in here.
That's it.
It's going to be all right. We're going to be okay. Things are going to come back strong. Shrimping's good. The shrimp look real good right now. They're getting some good, pretty good sized whites. The shrimping season opens the 15th, and they may have some good shrimp that'll be good eating shrimp for us here.
I know. I'm gonna be waiting on when old Big John starts hauling them in. You bet, man. If Big John don't get them, I'll just make the drive to Boyd's and get them. I can always get them at Boyd's. But,
they got the good shrimp. They always have big, good white shrimp. I love the bay shrimp. I don't like Gulf shrimp. They taste a little iodine-y to me, but
well,
I eat them.
You know, when I peel them and de-vein them and everything and then butterfly them for frying, I like those big Gulf shrimp. They're like little pork chops.
But
for boiling and everything, it's hard to beat a sweet bay shrimp, man.
Yep. They're just so sweet. But
yes, they are.
Anyway, we're fixing change hats. Mickey, it's fixing be dove season.
I wanted to get a hold of you this morning because I heard through the grapevine that all of your area down there is loaded with dove right now already.
Well, I haven't been there. My brother has, and all the guys that fill up the feeders every month, and they said that the white wings are like crazy. They're nesting there. I think they all got pushed away from that McAllen area when all that huge rain hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it pushed them towards us, towards Heavenville. And I even talked to a game warden, Carlos Maladondo, the other day. And he said, man, we got a lot of birds, you know, unusual amount of birds for this time of year. So that's good for us.
Well, and I heard good the goat news. Weeds a little early. It's already popped.
Yep. With all that rain we had, we've had 26 inches since the first of the year at our ranch,
according
to our rain gauge. And with all that rain, all the weeds come up, and the weeds, goat weed and all that, you know, have seeds, and the seeds make it good for the doves. So there you go. You know, it's all about food. You don't have any doves if you don't have any food, and that's why I like the Milo Fields and Uvalde and all that stuff around Nipah and all that. That's why they always have birds year-round because they got so much food. So but our quail population is off the hook because all the rain, you know how that goes, more rain, more quail. So the deer's horns look good. So everything's on the upside. If we can just get the customers going,
mm-hmm.
you know, after Harvey last year, we lost a bunch of people because everybody got displaced because,
right.
you know, losing their houses. So people don't want to go hunting or fishing when they don't have a house.
Now, how does that season work now? Doesn't the South Zone get started earlier this year or something?
It does. They gave us 2 extra weeks of hunting this year, which
they've
been taking it away from us and taking away from us. Now they gave it back to us. So we got an extra 7 days in the early season, so it starts on September 14th, and then it goes later. And then I think they gave us some extra days for the winter season as well. So that's pretty cool. A lot more people start to take advantage of that winter season. It's, you know, really, that's when we really get all our birds. More northerners come through, especially the birds down in our part of the country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're on the upside. The Mother Nature's given us the upside this year, so if we get the clientele to do it, we're going to be in good shape.
Well, and
we're still there.
Yeah, and I heard your biggest corporate account you've had for like 20 years, they changed owners and CEOs and all that, and you need a new corporate sponsor, man.
I do. You know, those guys got kind of carte blanche every year on the deer hunting, and there's a company called Rice Co., and they got bought out. They've been with us 29 years.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, and you start, you know, that's a long time for one company to be with you and do their thing. So, yeah, I'm going to look for a couple more corporate people that you can just send people down there and let them hunt, and they don't even have to do anything. Just pay the money.
Well, y'all do them up right, man.
Turnkey.
First class, put them in the stands and feed them good. I'll tell you, y'all got some unbelievable cooking going on around that place down there.
You know, Mickey, we just work hard. Everything is according to Mother Nature.
Y'all do work hard. Y'all are some working machines.
We give them their money's worth. Mother Nature gives it to you, and she takes it away. You know, you can have a a week with it 95 degrees during hunting season, and then the next day it's going to be 35 degrees, and that makes a big difference on the deer hunting. But you always see deer, you know, you always see game.
We lots of animals about. Down there. That's why lots I love coming down there. There's always something to see. And, you know, last winter, that's probably the coldest hunting I've ever done in South Texas was this past winter. It was cold every single day I was there.
I can't remember, but I think we went 17 days without ever seeing the sunshine in South Texas.
I know. It was all nasty and dreary and cold. Remember, we never, when I was down there that whole week, we got to sit around the fire one night, one time.
Yeah, because it was too wet outside. Yeah. To go outside. That was one, and we've been there 34 years. That's the first year it's ever been like that in our history, where you couldn't sit around the fire almost every night.
Boy, there was a lot of deer moving in that weather. They like that stuff.
They can run.
I like when that rifle bullet at about 3,800 feet per second hits a deer and it slings all the water off of it at one time. Looks like a fog around that deer when the shot's made.
That's it. Man, I'm looking forward to your Christmas trip, man. I'm getting more people wanting to come down there because of you. We need to figure out how we can make some money off that. You're celebrity status. No. Man, everybody wants to make it down there.
Hey, we have a good time, though, don't we? Golly.
It's all about the stories around the fire.
It is. Man, before we all die, we got to get Jay and Charlie and everybody back. We need to get Cliff Webb there, too, for one of those.
Cliff Webb and, you know.
Get James.
All that southern bunch and me and you and James and Dana and Daryl Skiller and all the old-timers that we all grew up with.
Have one last hoorah around a campfire one night and do a little hunting.
You know, we're winding it on down, brother. There's not many of them left. We better take advantage of the ones we can while we can still stand up and they don't have to wheel us out there in a wheelchair.
Well, I think you're going to have a good year on deer this year with all the rain you had. I bet the horns are going to look better,
man,
and
the
deer are going to be
like
a lot healthier.
Outrageous.
And it's, I'm sure you had a pretty good double fawn crop this year.
Yep.
Be a lot of bambinos running around.
You know, last month my brother and all the guys went down to Philip Peters, and he said the mosquitoes were everywhere.
In South Texas, I've never been bitten by a mosquito down there.
We've never had a mosquito down there. It's pretty crazy.
How about your new ponds that you dug? Are they full of water?
They were, and then now they've dried up. We hadn't had any rain now since that big rain that hit down there in South Texas. We hadn't had anything. We had an inch the other day, but that's not enough to put water anywhere. But we're good. The grass is good. The weeds are good. And just get a little bit of reinforcement every now and then on rain. Might get some tomorrow or the next day down there. Hopefully.
That's what they're showing. I know up above you, Junction and all through that area, they've got a flash flood watch and all that going on. So a lot of rain up that way. Well, Blaine, I wish you the best, man. I hope you have a good day
out there today. Appreciate y'all.
What are you fishing out of your old Kenner today?
I'm in the Kenner now. I'll be Kenner bound for the rest of the year.
All right. I just had to ask that. That way I'll know how to bird dog you and pot lick you, man. I can come find you.
Yeah, right.
That way I won't be pulling in on Derek. You know how mad Derek gets.
Well, I think I'm going to get my boat wrapped exactly like your boat wrapped so that they won't know whether it's you or me.
Hey, that's it. Hey, come get you some. Don't be scared either. All right, Blaine. Well, hey, if somebody wants to check in on some dove hunts and deer hunts this year and fishing with you also, I recommend all three. How do they get a hold of you, bud?
Just call me at 713-703-6656. Call me any time of day or night, and I'll respond immediately.
Come down to South Texas and live the dream. There's nothing like South Texas. Golly.
I'm going to get some ads from y'all. I'm going to try to do some, see if advertising will work. Try to get a few people down there on the hunt.
I know a guy I can hook you up with.
Yeah, I do too.
Mark will hook you up, buddy. All right.
Good deal. All right.
Blaine, good talking to you. Have a good day. Be safe.
All right.
See you. All right. That's old Friar Mood. All right. Well, that's it. That's another one in the books. We'll be back in the morning. Have Benny riding shotgun with us in the morning. So tune in right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.